Fresh from the Country, sponsored by Julie Karen, State Farm Insurance. And this is Phil Nee wishing you happy trails until we talk again later. We'll talk to some of our community friends on the morning show straight ahead. Discussion straight ahead from WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. We're at 13 degrees at 9 o'clock. Our news update this hour is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, continuing the long tradition of caring service to area families, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Live bird markets in New York City, on Long Island, and in Westchester County, north of New York City, are being shut down for a week after new cases of bird flu have been detected. New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
Over the last week, inspectors have detected 7 cases of bird flu in poultry during routine inspections at live bird markets in the Bronx, Brooklyn, and Queens.
The flocks have been destroyed. Public health officials say, though, there's very little threat to humans in New York at this time. President Trump will host the Prime Minister of Japan today. Trade, economic security, and defense cooperation all expected to be topics. Hours before a midnight deadline, a federal judge stepped in, temporarily blocking the buyouts offered to about 2 million federal employees. A hearing will be held Monday into the legality of the buyouts. Severe weather in eastern Tennessee has killed a mother and daughter and left 3 other people hurt. The possible tornado blew through last night west of Knoxville. This is ABC News. A sharp rise in flu infections prompting some schools to go remote or even shut down. Here's ABC's Andrea Fuji.
Flu cases are surging in many parts of the country, forcing districts to cancel classes.
Our 9-year-old is at home sick with the flu type A. It's pretty tough. He has a fever, stuff like that.
Schools in at least 4 states are closing down today to allow students, teachers, and staff time to recover from illnesses. Doctors say this is one of the worst flu seasons they've seen in years, as the CDC reports a second surge in cases.
Doctors say they're also seeing spikes in COVID cases, RSV, and norovirus. The price of gold is soaring and could soon hit a new record high. Gold shot up about 40% over the last year. It's now worth just under $2,900 an ounce. Experts think it could hit the $3,000 mark sometime later this month, an uptick in inflation, one of the reasons why. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
You work hard. Making the right choice for lunch isn't hard. The Phoenix Center opens at 11 Monday through Sunday with all your lunchtime favorites. Burgers, salads, terrific appetizers, specialty sandwiches, wraps, and more. Easy in, easy out. The Phoenix Center is the perfect way to break up the day. Can't get away for lunch? Let the team at the Phoenix Center serve you a great meal tonight, including the world-famous Phoenix Center Pizza. Call ahead at 649-7469 for carryout from the Phoenix Center in Richland Center.
Hello, this is Nick Hodge with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Thinking about your loved one's funeral leaves most people feeling a little uneasy, but pre-planning funerals offers great emotional and even financial security for you and your family. With pre-planning, families find comfort in knowing that the funeral reflects what their loved one wanted. It also gives them peace of mind not having to make important decisions at a stressful time.
Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
A high near 30 today and partly sunny, west to northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, flurries possible late, and a low of 20. Saturday, cloudy with light snow likely, around an inch expected, and a high of 30. Saturday night, flurries early, then partly cloudy and cold, a low of 7. Sunday, lots of sunshine and cooler, and a high of 24. 24 and partly sunny on Monday.
Hi, this is Dan Miller, Old Cooch Books and Libations, downtown Richland Center. We call that this time of year was cabin fever. People come out of nowhere and come into town because they've burned too many fires. And we're waiting for you here at Old Cooch Books and Libations with all kinds of new records. You can get out your old phonograph and have a good time, all because of Old Cooch Books and Libations, 130 South Main, downtown Richland Center.
Why should you join Simon's Recreation Complex? It's not about their modern equipment or great exercise classes or even the comfy swimming pool. It's about how you can get the best out of your 50-plus body now and for the rest of your life. If you think taking part in the programs offered at Simon's Recreation Complex would be just for young people, it's time to rethink that notion. As we get older, it's more important than ever to keep moving. For people who are not active, even a small amount of exercise can have healthy benefits. And if you're already healthy, staying active helps you build extra muscle, reserve, and flexibility to recover more quickly if you do get sick. Exercise is not only for your body, it can also be beneficial for your brain. Exercise has been shown to decrease depression and anxiety as well as improve and preserve awareness. Stop by Simon's Recreation Complex at 1250 Simon Circle in Richland Center or call them at 647-8522. You can also visit simonsrec.com to see how they can help you retain your quality of life.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. We've heard this for decades now, but what does that really mean? It's much more than a tagline or a catchy jingle. It's the very fiber of our existence. Being like a good neighbor is not about competing with the other guys. It's about being different, distancing ourselves from the constant categories of cheap and quick, because what we do deserves more. Who we serve deserves more. At Julie Karen State Farm, we serve our customers and community with pride and privilege. For that, we are forever grateful. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
Welcome, friends, to the Morning Show studios today at WRCL. Kicking it off is one of our longtime friends and supporters, Monty Berger, who's in the studio with us today. Hi, Monty.
Good morning, Phil. Beautiful morning here in southwest Wisconsin.
Absolutely. The groundhog, I think he saw his shadow, although the one in Wisconsin did not. But it's time for people to get out and get a little sunshine, a little fresh air now, isn't it?
Six more weeks of tough sledding here without any snow, right?
That's right, exactly. We're witnessing that. But you'll be involved in a lot of fundraisers and fun this year. And one of them that kicks off the year is the Faith, Family, and Friends Walk with Grace Team Dance on Sunday that you'll be a part of. So that's been a long-running tradition, hasn't it?
Yes, our band has been doing these fundraisers for, I'm guessing, somewhere around 15 years. I haven't written it down, but it's got to be 15 years or more that we've been doing it for several different organizations here, and we've got quite a following that come out, and we always have a great time, and it's so good to see so many friendly faces and people that want to come out and dance, and those that don't want to dance, enjoy the music, set their tap their toe, and visit with their friends, and it's a social outing.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Get out and have a little fun. You know, we've been cooped up a little while, and this is kind of one of the first big dances, isn't it?
That's right. That's right. Have you got your dancing shoes already?
I should, yeah, you know, absolutely.
Especially next month, I would think you'd come out and do an Irish jig.
Yeah.
You know? It's got St. Paddy's Day coming.
I'm going to have to take some ibuprofen before I do, Monty, but I'll try. Well, tell me about the Country Gold Band. You fellas stay pretty busy, don't you?
Well, yes, we do. We've been going for quite a few years now and have a great following and have some great musicians. And we've got one fellow that is kind of a back home boy here, Brent Clausen. And I don't know if you knew Brent or not, but he graduated from Richland Center High School here back in the 80s. And his family lived here. And then they moved up to Coloma after he was out of high school. But he still has a lot of friends in this area, and his parents still communicate with a lot of people. So when we mentioned Brent Clausen, why a lot of people, oh, yeah, you know, he used to play music when he was here and in high school and so on. And he's one of those guys that can play probably a dozen different instruments, about any string instrument. And he and his family have a dinner theater up there on their farm that they renovated an old barn into a dinner theater and do a lot of shows every year. And the biggest problem they have had the last few years is they have too many people coming and wanting tickets, and they have to add additional shows into the year just to try to appease everybody and get him in there to a show if at all possible. And his son and daughter are part of the group there, that they all work together, and I think they get along together really well. You know, sometimes family members don't always, but it surely seems like they do. So that's great. And Brent helps us out here. We're going to have Terry Ault from Lone Rock playing drums. And Terry's been around this area and done a great job over the years. Tom Baker is our bass player. He's from DeSoto, and he's been playing here for, again, over 10 years, I would say, and myself. So, you know, we've worked together for quite a few years, and it's always great to see so many people that keep coming back year after year to and dance after dance, I'll put it that way.
Well, it's rewarding for so many folks. Is it rewarding for you guys in the band?
Oh, yeah. We sure as heck don't do it for the money, Phil.
No, I bet not.
yeah, it's very rewarding to see people out there having a good time and to be a part of that. It's always been fun, and I hope it continues to be for a few more years. I like to think I can keep playing for a few more years here. I had a big birthday party. Lorraine scheduled a surprise birthday party for me back in December, and I turned 75. So,
good for you.
Yeah.
Who played at the dance then? Did you have to play at the dance?
Yeah,
your own dance?
Yeah, our band played. Yeah, yeah. But I think Floyd Anderson and I started out together down in the Lone Rock area when we were just in grade school. So, you know, a lot of water's gone over the dam since then.
Yes, it has. When the Country Gold Band plays, do you have a typical set list, or does it kind of vary from week to week, Mike?
Well, it varies somewhat. We always welcome requests because we like to know what people want to hear. And if it's anything that we can do, we're very happy to do their requests. And after playing together this long, why, you know, we change up and change the beats from a waltz to a polka to the traditional country beat and so on, and we throw in a little 50s and 60s rock and roll and things like that that we all grew up with.
Right. And you also play the cowboy churches from time to time. Are you still doing those for 25?
Yes. Yes, I just do those on my own usually. Again, we got the same ones booked. Be here at the rodeo, and it'll be down at Muscadet for Mushroom Fest. Those are probably the two closest ones that I got coming up. And then usually do the one over at Soldier's Grove once a year. Yeah, I know you announced that here. That's been very well accepted and so on. So, yeah, cowboy churches are fun, and we have a great following there also.
It's really a throwback because, you know, when you and I grew up, there were a lot more local bands, it seemed like. You know, you just...
That's right.
And maybe more live music several nights a week
in the
area. And why do you think it doesn't happen anymore, Monty?
Well, I'm not sure. There's been so many changes, but as DJs and karaoke came in and the younger generation kind of, you know, adapted that as their entertainment rather than bands in a lot of cases. And I think that's been part of it, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's, you know, things do change, and we have to accept it and so on. But the people that grew up with live bands, and many of them had live bands in their high schools or local places. I mean, I know when we were in high school, we played all the local high school dances around here from time to time. And it was always live bands, and people grew up with that. However, in today's society and somewhere that changed, and now we're more into DJs. And like I said, that I'm not criticizing that, yeah. But it's just a change.
Yeah, everybody has its day, I guess, you know. But when you look at the bands that played through the area, though, there were a lot of memorable bands and you know, barn dances. And I think a lot of people have fond memories of going to dances with their folks, you know. I mean, it was family thing, wasn't it?
Right, as small children. And mm-hmm. Yeah, just talked to Bobby G. Rice, going to dances and sleeping in the bass fiddle case and so on as a kid.
You know? Oh, yeah. Bobby. And you've backed Bobby up a few times over the years, haven't you?
Sure have, yeah. Bobby's a great friend of ours. And, always great to see him come back to the area. Last year we had the chance to be with him and Alice a little bit and his family as he came to Boscobel, and they did the recognition down there for him and so on. And I hope he continues.
I do too. The Rice family certainly was a big part of WRCO's history because they had their own show on the radio station back then.
Right.
So
for sure,
maybe a little bit more for my time, but I was told about it a few times over the years. Right. I know you're going to be playing some other benefits. Are you doing one for the veterans this year, Monty?
Yes, we will be doing the veterans benefit for the Veterans Memorial again on March 2nd. We'll be feature the same band and again at the Phoenix Center from 1 to 5 p.m. and so on. We'd like to thank the Phoenix Center. They donate the hall up there, and they always provide us a great menu for anybody that comes in that wishes to eat and drink. They do a great job with that. We certainly appreciate what they do to support us.
Nice to have a nice place to play, isn't it?
Exactly, yep. And as you mentioned, this benefit is for Faith, Family, and Friends team of Walk with Grace, which uh-huh. I think a lot of the people in this area are familiar with the teams and the great job that they do raising money for that organization. And they've put together quite a long list of things to be raffled off and auctioned off and so on. It includes a smoked brisket beef, which you don't find everywhere. There's a 60x80 quilt. There's a wine cabinet, a coffee table. And those are some of the bigger items. But then they'll also feature some bake sale items and just a lot of other merchandise that's been donated that will be raffled off that day. And you just almost have to come and see it. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we have a 50-50 raffle, and that will probably have one or two of those at least through the day. And it helps raise some money, but also a lot of people enjoy gambling just a little bit on a 50-50 raffle.
That's fun. Well, I know Grace has been near and dear to you, too. I mean, and you play a lot of benefits, but this one's pretty special for you, isn't it, Monty?
That's correct, yeah. Sure is. Because we go back to, you know, the days when it was growing really fast. And not that it isn't growing today, but, I mean, that's when we started. And I was an ambassador for Grace here, I don't know, 10 years ago or so. And it's come to mean a lot to me. And, again, the cowboy churches that we do, whatever money is donated to those all goes to Walk with Grace. I'm not doing that to make money for myself. It's to make money for Walk with Grace. And I think anybody that thinks about coming to this, any money that they spend, whether it's the donation at the door or on the silent auction or whatever, all that money goes to Walk with Grace.
It's a suggested $10 donation, but you can give whatever you can.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's another thing. I mean, if anyone has donations that they would like to make and they haven't, if they'd like to give Lorraine a call, I will give her my phone number and feel free to call her and we'll make arrangements to get the donation, okay? Yet. So her number is 608-604-9462. And again, we certainly welcome it. Or if you would like to make a donation that day, there will be ways that you can make a donation.
So you can just
other than buying something, you can just
bring it in.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So people get the notion
money.
To do that.
Money.
Mm-hmm. Or bring
like
money.
To donate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, that's awesome. And I know that the band has a good time if people are out there having a good time.
We certainly do. Yep. We have a lot of fun doing it, and that's where it all starts, and hopefully we can continue to do it for a long time yet, Phil.
If there's some, I mean, you're multitasking, and I always admire musicians because, you know, you're thinking about what you're playing, what you're singing, you know, and things like that. But if there's some goofball out there in front of the stage like me trying to dance, do you ever just lose it? You know, it's like.
It has happened. It has been known to happen. I got to tell you one little story. One time we were playing, and we were on stage. And a member of the band was singing an old country song. And in that country song, it says, "Come home, my boy, your poor old mother's dead." And at that time, the lady kind of fell down. I don't know how she fell down. She kind of rolled right up in front of the stage. And she was laying there in front of the stage. And needless to say, she wasn't dead or anything like that. But, yeah, the band kind of lost it that, when that happened.
It was like part of the act, you
yeah,
know. Maybe,
right.
Yeah, that's funny. You know, some of those old country songs that the lyrics were kind of morbid at times, weren't they?
Oh well, I suppose
some of them. I mean,
look at
"You Are My Sunshine" is a beautiful song, but you think you get into the lyrics and it's not that pretty of a song, you know.
Right.
Oh, well.
It's the thought of it.
It's the thought of it, though. Everybody loves the chorus and the refrain. So anything.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. It's coming up on Sunday, Monty. And anything else you'd like to add about this dance?
No. Again, the doors will be open by about noon. The dance starts at 1 o'clock, goes to 5 o'clock, and any support that we can get, we certainly appreciate it for Walk with Grace.
Well, thanks for what you do, Monty.
Thank you, Phil, for what you do here at the station, because you have been a great backer for Walk with Grace and all the other local fundraisers that you support here. We certainly appreciate what you do.
Great. Well, keep the music going, Monty.
We're going to try.
Absolutely. Faith, family, and friends, Walk with Grace team hosting the dance on Sunday at the Phoenix Center. Again, 1 to 5, come out and meet Monty and the band. Have a great time and enjoy time with friends and neighbors and family. That's what it's all about. The morning show continues in just a moment.
The calendar brings a change of seasons. So does life. I am Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We all have a season that we like best and one that is our least favorite. In life, there are also seasons to celebrate and seasons to dread. All of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are committed to serving you during life's difficult seasons so you can look forward to life's brighter days. Our door is always open and your questions are always welcome at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service, real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Coach Jamie Johnson here. How are your New Year's resolutions or goals going? Are you struggling? Have you given up already? Maybe you didn't even know where to start or didn't even start. I would love to chat with you about a systematic, structured, supported health plan that works. I say with our program, the plan works if you work the plan. Contact me today, Jamie Johnson, through Facebook, or you can call me at 608-604-7751. Mention the radio ad and receive a scholarship upon the order.
Do you realize that Richland Center is one of the few cities in Wisconsin to have an outdoor theater, roller rink, bowling alley, book, and record store? While visiting Richland Center, make sure you stop at Mastodon Records, located at Okooch Books and Libations. They have new vinyl, used vinyl, collectible and keepsake records, and can special order. Maybe you no longer own a turntable. Mastodon Records can hook you up. Stop by Mastodon Records in downtown Richland Center at Okooch Books and Libations to start your record year.
One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. At agroamerica.com, you'll find ag news from the best reporters and podcasters. AgroAmerica streams nonstop ag news and country hits for free. The place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen, AgroAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgroAmerica.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Hey, Hank, have you tried one of Christie's breakfast entrees?
Did you make them?
No, of course not. My role is still very limited. But Christie and her team do offer several very tasty breakfast options. Quiche, sandwiches, and breakfast treats, along with great coffee and other beverages to entice your palate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
On the next part of our morning show, we welcome more friends into the studio, and who should wander by the studio but Tony Johnson. How you doing there?
Oh, thanks for having me, Phil.
Good to have you in here to talk movies, one of my favorite subjects.
Yes, it's that time of year to start talking about the Starlight, and of course the Center Cinema is always showing the best movies we can.
Yeah, you really are, and you're right in the middle of some really good ones early on in the year, aren't you?
Yeah, we're really happy with Green and Gold. We have that showing right now, and we have Universal Picture Dogman, and we're getting some great Valentine's movies real quick here with Captain America.
Good, yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit. On the phone, though, we have Kim Baringo, who is Director of Cinema Operations for Marcus Theaters. We welcome her along. Good morning, Kim. How are you?
Good morning.
Good to have
I'm
you.
Doing great.
Tell us what you do with Marcus Theaters.
I work in the film department, and I book the movies into all the Marcus theaters. I work with the studios out in Hollywood, and we see their upcoming content and preview it and decide what's going to work and how much of it we want.
That's exciting stuff. So can you tell us what's coming soon to the big screen?
Okay, so next week we've got Captain America Brave New World. This is going to kind of kick off the year. This should be the biggest movie that's opened this year so far. It's coming right in for Valentine's Day. And then we also have, and the Captain America is a Marvel movie. So everybody's excited about the Marvel franchise kind of restarting with Captain America. And then Paddington in Peru is from Warner Brothers. It's going to be the third movie in the Paddington series. And we've got a lot of fans, young and old, for Paddington. And the movie is very delightful.
Awesome. You're looking forward to it, aren't you, Tony?
I love Paddington Bear, and I remember the second version of it. It was really, really good. So we're happy for it, and we're actually showing, Kim can speak to this a little bit more, but there's a studio that is producing some of the Looney Tunes movies. So we have that, a new Looney Tunes movie, which is, I haven't seen that in a long time. So we're excited about that.
That's awesome. Kim, can you give us some insights into the cinema world and what Marcus Theaters, what you do that sets you apart in the movie going experience?
Oh, at Marcus Theaters? Well, we show all of the Hollywood content. I mean, we show 33 different movies to 35 different movies a week. We book in, like I said, from the big studios to the small studios. We have a great faith-based crowd. We do well with military films. Family films are really kind of in our wheelhouse, along with the kind of action-adventure films. So we've got, our dream loungers that people love, the recliner seats. We've got the premium formats that people come out for, and definitely the popcorn.
Mm-hmm. You make some good popcorn here in Richland Center, Tony.
Absolutely. We feel like we have the best, and we're just super excited to always work with Kim. She's our booker, and Ashley is works with her, and so we work with them directly. So we just feel like we have a great partnership with them, and they allow us to tap into some great content.
We look at the list of the most watched movies at the box office for the weekend, and Kim, I'm always amazed how many horror pictures are always there. People must still be going to them. I'm not sure why, personally, but boy, they're big, aren't they?
They are. There's kind of a variety of horror movies. Some of them are really thriller movies, but there's been a lot of, movies that have had a lot more blood or kind of body horror that as of late for some reason. But the one I just saw that was pretty good, which is actually a thriller, is Companion. That one was very good. Hard Eyes, I'm hoping to see today. That one's out for Valentine's Day. And then we've got some more horror movies coming up in the year that should be, should be catered to that audience. So that'll be good. The last Conjuring movie comes out this year. That's a movie that I didn't think I would like. I thought it was a horror movie. It really isn't. It's more of a ghost hunter kind of story. So there's something for everybody in the horror world.
You have a dream job, I would say. Was this something that you could see yourself doing? Have you always been a movie fan?
Oh, I've been working for the theaters, since I was 16 years old. I absolutely love it. I love movies. I used to be a customer at our movie theaters before I worked there. We get to see the movies early and screen them. I watched The Unbreakable Boy yesterday, which was just a wonderful movie. It's a movie about autism and a boy that's got brittle bone disease. And it's days like yesterday that kind of remind you, how much you love cinema and love hearing stories that people are sharing about, this is a true story. The boy that has the brittle bone disease actually works for one of our movie theaters and is a huge movie fan. Once you get it in your blood, it's hard to get it out.
Are you looking forward to the Oscars, the Academy Awards?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I kind of always feel like you sit in the movie theater and when you watch some of these movies, you over the years, you kind of unveil, like after you see it, you're like, that could be the best picture. Mm-hmm. So, and I felt that way with Wicked this year. I thought it was wonderful, a wonderful film.
Yeah. Well, my pick, and I see it's up for 8 awards, is Complete Unknown, the Bob Dylan biopic. Do you think that has a shot at winning anything?
Absolutely. That's been one of the most popular movies since the nominations were announced. And that's the one that's gained a lot of traction. People are wanting to see. It's done by the same producer that did Walk the Line. And it's just a really good movie.
I know that sometimes a movie comes up for nomination that I've never heard of, and then sometimes it gains popularity. And do you re-release some of those films after the awards ceremony?
We do. So we will, whatever the winner is, we will re-announce it. But we have an Oscar marathon that's going on that showcases all the features that are up for Best Picture. And then we also have the movies just playing on a regular screen and kind of rotate. So people can catch up on the ones that are nominated for Best Picture before the awards. And then after the winner, we will show it all of our theaters.
Kenny, kind of walk us through some of the unique features of the movie schedule coming up here for 2025, Kim?
Absolutely. So we have Captain America and Paddington, I talked about. It's kind of a big deal for Valentine's Day. Then we've got a bunch of content coming in that will appeal to adults and younger adult moviegoers. There is a movie called Last Breath with Woody Harrelson. It's based on a true story of deep sea divers. That one's supposed to be very good. It'll be kind of, like I said, kind of adult content. Mickey 17 looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. It's a basically an expendable guy that goes on these dangerous journeys and then dies, and they give him a new life, and he does another one and over and over, and it's supposed to be just a lot of fun. We've also got Novocaine coming out with Jack Quaid. This is the same star as in the Boys series that's very popular right now, but he doesn't feel any physical pain. So it's an action comedy thriller, and it's supposed to be really good. We've got Disney's Snow White coming in March. Everybody's excited about that. A Minecraft movie in April. We've been waiting for this one for about 2.5 years because of the pandemic. It's finally done, and it'll be releasing. There's a movie called Drop, which is another kind of adult kind of, I don't know if I'd call it a horror movie, but it's going to be like a thriller type movie, kind of a mystery thriller. But it's about dating in the modern age. So that should be good. There's a movie, The Amateur, coming out from Disney, which is another action thriller. So there's a lot of movies for adults coming out. The Accountant 2, there's a movie called Sinners from Warner Brothers, which is going to have Michael B. Jordan in it. Looks very good. And then that will bring us into the kind of May kickoff to summer movies, which we're excited about, with Thunderbolts from Disney.
Mm. Good deal. Can you talk about Kim's all-time favorite movie experience? What would that be?
Oh, boy. I was thinking about this one for a while. I think I got a couple. I always remember my first date when I was watching 16 Candles. I'll never forget that. First date out of the house and first boyfriend. And I'll never forget that one in the movie theater. And I also cherish my mother's birthday is on Valentine's Day. And we always had a tradition to take her out to the movies. But there was one year where we watched a double feature, and we just had a lot of fun. And I haven't done that often, where I've seen two movies in the same day, but it sure was a memorable day, and I always remember that one.
Ah, movies make memories, that's for sure. Tony, anything you want to add for our conversation with Kim today?
I'm just really looking forward to the summer. I mean, just really kicking it off. She mentioned Minecraft will be our first movie at the Starlight, and so we're going to be really looking forward to that. That'll be mid-April. We're going to kick it off, third week. And then we really go into like Lilo and Stitch and 2 and Jurassic, the new Jurassic movie with Scarlett Johansson. So got some really, really great features.
Sounds like it. Kim, I know you work with theaters of all sizes, but these guys here in Richland Center are doing a great job, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Yeah, we love working with them. They're doing a terrific job.
They keep it going, and they draw people from far and wide. And I think that's kind of rare in small towns anymore, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. And we've got some really big movies this year that I think are going to bring out a lot of moviegoers that only come once a year, or only go twice a year. The summer is looking very, very big with Tony mentioned Jurassic World Rebirth. There's a new Superman movie that everybody's super excited about. The movie Fantastic Four is a Disney movie, which is a reboot, and I hear they're getting it done right this time, and it's going to be fantastic. Awesome. And then, obviously, we've got Avatar for the holidays at Christmas time, so we're really feeling like this is going to be a good year for us.
I think you could set some box office records with that Avatar, I would guess. So.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Sounds good. Kim, thanks so much for taking the time to join us today.
Thank you. You guys have a terrific day.
We will. Kim Baringo joining us today, Director of Operations for Marcus Theaters, on our morning show. We'll have more. Tony's brought some other friends into the studio, and we'll talk about that when we return.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care. All amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Cobison Bus Richland Center is now hiring sub and trip drivers for here in Richland Center and drivers to travel to Lodi or DeForest. You will be paid from the time you leave Richland Center. Starting route pay is $21 per hour. It's an excellent opportunity for retired vets, stay-at-home parents, or anyone wanting flexible employment. You will get paid to train also. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobison Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Get ready for a night you won't forget. Howl to Go Dueling Pianos is coming to events at Castle Rock on County G on Saturday, February 8th. These dueling piano masters will have you singing, dancing, and requesting your favorite songs all night long. Tickets start at just $45 and include dinner and the show. But hurry, tickets are selling fast. Don't miss this epic night of live music and interactive fun. Visit events at castlerock.com to grab your tickets today. That's events at castlerock.com. See you at Castle Rock for a night to remember.
Welcome back to our morning show studios in WRCO. We switched chairs and back in the big room here again. Tony Johnson, who is the owner of the Center Cinema Twins and Starlight 14, driving us there. A very good interview, I think, with Kim. It's just, I can see why you enjoy working with her.
I love talking to her, and I got to see her earlier this year, I think in the summer. And just had a great conversation with her in person. So through all the pandemic and everything, that was the first time I got to actually meet her in person. We had a lovely conversation and got to meet a lot of people in person from Marcus. And there's great people.
Your business does a lot of great events during the year. And we're just looking forward to warm weather and that outdoor theater opening up again. But you guys really have thought outside the box, especially since the pandemic. You've had a lot of special events there on those grounds, haven't you?
Yeah, we have. And it was just kind of a blank canvas. And so we want to open it up to whomever wants to use that wonderful space for their events. And we have these wonderful people from Driftless Angler reached out to us last year. They had an event. It was great. And, you know, being from Richland County, I don't always understand fly fishing, but it's such a big deal around. And I'm like, why are these people in the creek? by my house. But it's great to meet them, and they have a wonderful business and just are, just like Kim, very passionate about their profession.
Well, they had a big event last year at the Starlight, didn't
Absolutely.
They?
Yeah, we had a great event, and they're coming back for more, so we really appreciate their business.
Matt Wagner, Jerry Meyer in the studio with us, joining us from Viroqua. How are things your way these days?
Great, thanks. Cold, but, you know, yeah. You guys know that.
Good to have you in here. Yeah. You thinking about fishing now these days, are you?
Yeah, well, season's actually open right now. There are a few crazies that will go out in this weather and fish, but the early catch and release season for trout's open, so there are a handful of people already enjoying time out on the water there.
I take it you're not, though, Matt.
No, not at all.
Not yet. Okay. Tell us about your business and what you do.
We have a fly shop in Viroqua on Main Street. We have a full-service fly shop, so we have guides. So about six, seven of us now are guiding in the shop, four basically full-time. And then once it gets really busy, we have a couple others that we bring in. We sell rods, reels, waders, boots, everything you can think of. So, yeah, it's a bigger shop than I think most people would think because there's a whole lot of water around us. So,
yeah, there certainly is in our area, but in your area especially.
Even more, right.
Even more.
Right, and La Crosse County, north, a little bit north and west of us, too. Tons of water. So, yeah, we're happy, really happy to be there. Just about 20 years that we've been in business, a little shy of it. And we're excited for the new season to get rolling.
You must draw in customers from all over, don't you?
Yeah, but our main draw, you know, some of the bigger cities around, you have your Chicago, your Minneapolis, obviously your Madison and Milwaukee as well. But we've had people from as far as South Africa, from Italy, from Japan, come here specifically to fish our creeks in this area. Yeah. Part of our goal is to educate everybody about how unique and special the Driftless area is in terms of how our water is managed, the trout fishery and the conservation story to protect this water that we have here.
Indeed. So you had this event last year at Starlight. Where did you get the idea to put something on this big?
We get really bored in the wintertime, so.
I bet.
Some ideas aren't great. That one turned out pretty well.
So you had a dream about this or what?
Yeah, we've done a bunch of fly fishing shows over the decades that we've been in the fly fishing business, and they're all kind of the same. You go into a gymnasium and you have a speaker and you have, you know, booths and things like that. So we wanted to be able to kind of show fly fishing to the area with a little different focus. You know, it's not just for people who fly fish. It's not just for fly anglers. We wanted to have, you know, obviously all of our brands are there, so you can look at rods and reels and flies and things of that nature. But we also have a lot of instruction going on there too, which is very difficult to do when you're inside a building. You know, it's tough to pick up a rod and cast. But when you're outside and the weather's nice and you have this big facility to use, it ends up being much more user-friendly. So it took kind of that stuffy trade show thing, moved it outside, but we Jerry dreamed up a bunch of carnival games too. So we have prizes that could be won by practicing fly casting or pretending to fly cast, just kind of fun. None of it's, you know, big tournament or anything weird like that. So we have this nice outdoor venue with a focus on teaching, so folks can come who have never picked up a fly rod before, and we have professional instructors to say, hey, this is what fly fishing is, and then kind of the side games as well. And then obviously at the drive-in theater at dusk, we show the International Fly Fishing Film Festival. They're hand-picked movies from a bunch of fly anglers that have submitted, and it's a top 6 or 8 each year that make the cut, and we watch those at night as well.
What do you do for the carnivals, Jerry? Do you try to drop your line into a pail, or what are some of the games?
6 games last year. We might have more this year. So there's a target cast where it's kind of like a beanbag toss, but you're casting. Wow. There's a cupcake walk, and I have to say, I made some pretty good cupcakes. So, yeah, you have a cupcake cast. So you cast while music plays, and you get as many points as you can, and you win cupcakes. There was a balloon pop. We put a fly. This one was a little dangerous, but somehow nobody ended up in the hospital. Cut a fly, and so it still had a sharp metal end, and you were popping balloons. And our guides are the carnies. The idea was that we wanted to make this, like Matt said, less stuffy and just more fun, just kind of crazy fun, come out. And, you know, who doesn't love a drive-in? So it all just ended up, it was perfect. It was so much fun. So, and now this year we're going to do it on Friday instead of Thursday. Last year was Thursday. So hopefully it'll be a little more accessible for some people and they'll be able to fish the rest of the weekend. So,
do you have to sign up in advance for this event?
Yeah. Okay. Well, we do sell tickets at the door, but tickets are available ahead of time through the shop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what are the dates for this
June
year?
June 6th.
June 6th. Yeah. So it's coming up.
It's a Friday.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Friday on...
I think we start at 3, Tony. Is that what we...
Yes, I believe that 3 o'clock, and we'll have concessions open, and we're excited to host everybody. And
Concessions are amazing. Last year, we were like, dang, for drive-in food, well, for any food, it was fantastic. It really, so we're going to push the concessions this year, and hopefully I'll eat a few less. But
they get rave reviews.
Oh,
yeah,
it was
absolutely
great. That was great.
Do you have like bluegills on the menu that night?
Or, you know, maybe not bluegills, but we'll think of something.
Trout.
Maybe Swedish fish.
Oh, yeah, Swedish fish.
There you go. That I can get behind.
Well, Matt, you talked about the fly fishing movie. So what, give me some examples. What, you know, is it just some footage that somebody shoots while they're working, or is there a plot or, you know, how does it go?
Yeah, we were lucky enough to see them at the big fly fishing show in Atlanta this past weekend. But they're short films, so it's not like a feature-length film at just half an hour, 45 minutes.
Professionally done.
So, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
They're professional filmmakers.
And they tell small snippets, small stories from the fly fishing world. One of our favorites this year is about a deaf and mute fly fishing guide down in Mexico, the bonefish and permit guide, and how, you know, his struggles in the fly fishing world and how he's fantastic at his job while overcoming some of these obstacles. Another one.
Fished with them a couple times.
Yeah.
So
we know him.
Yeah. He's awesome.
Another one is just a group of people exploring a different fishery, trying to do something that's called the Cutthroat Slam, which is a unique thing in fly fishing in the state of Utah. So again, just kind of these small stories. A memorandum of a very important lady in fly fishing, Kathy Beck, who passed away recently, is another film too. So kind of different themes and different styles of filming, all very well done professionally and fun to watch.
Can either of you give us insight into fly fishing for those of us that don't know a lot about it? some secrets?
You take that one. Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, so for me, and I did grow up, you know, fishing a little bit conventionally with my father, mm-hmm. you know, as we all do, put wax worms on or, you know, put a worm on. Liked it enough. And once I was exposed to fly fishing, it was all about the cast. There's a very, very, like, you watch A River Runs Through It and Brad Pitt doing it, and it's so beautiful, and it look, you know, it really, it's lovely. Steep learning curve. I kind of liken it to golf. Like, it can kick your ass. I mean, it's not easy. You get really frustrated. But once you get it, there's something about the cast and the sound and the movement. It's very, very gentle, and it's really lovely. These fish, for us, we're in this area where it's very intimate fishing. You know, you're not like out west where there's just huge water and a ton of people. We're in these teeny little meandering streams that are street to sidewalk size, and this, you know, green grass and cows, and it's just so picturesque and lovely, but it's also just so, so intimate. And you've got to figure out the flies. You got to figure out, you know, where these fish are. Even though it seems so easy because it's so small, it's actually harder than I would say, because I'm from the Northwest. So this fishing, when we got here, I mean, this is so, so different. So add the, you know, conventional fishing is fun, and I totally appreciate that people love it. But there's a little more to the fly fishing thing. And I think for those that maybe don't need, you know, constant fish, constant action, you can get that fly fishing. But for here, it's more about like the feeling, the, you know, you step in these teeny streams and it just feels so lovely and all your stress goes away, you know, and you see eagle and you see, like, it's visually amazing. There's just so much that makes you want to slow down.
Mm-hmm. Nature.
That's why I did. Yeah, indeed.
Next to nature. Did you want to add anything, Matt?
Breaking it down, the only difference between fly fishing and fishing in any other way is how you present your fly, your lure, from point A to point B. Instead of casting the weight of a lure or a bobber or split shot or something like that, we're actually casting the weight of that physical fly line. That big, you know, it looks bright. It's not always bright, but that big plastic fly line is the weight that we use to deliver our bait to the fish. Now, fishing is fishing, and it's just a different way to present stuff. And we do always joke that sometimes it feels like fly fishing is for people that have fishing ADD, because there's always something going on. You're always looking at the water or looking at the bugs or, you know, trying to figure out where this is going to float down that column of the stream type deal. So it ends up being, you know, joking aside, it ends up feeling a bit more like a more interactive, like you have more pieces to the puzzle that you have to solve, as opposed to, which there's nothing wrong with going out every once in a while and throwing a bobber over the side of the boat and waiting for it to go down.
So we remember, like, you know, first cars, you know, things like that. Do you remember your first fishing pole, your first rod and reel?
I do.
Do you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was gifted to me. And actually, it's a little comical because Matt is like a total gear snob. And he was working in a fly shop when we met. And I had fly fished previously, not a lot, but enough that I, you know, did some damage. And had just a cheapo rod that had been gifted, rod reel set that had been gifted to me, and it was in the trunk of my car. And we were just started dating, and he opened up my trunk, and he's like, "What? You have a fly, you know, you have a fly rod." And I was like, "Oh, it's not mine." Like it was drugs or something. Like, "I'm just holding. That's not mine, because it's crap, and he's going to judge me," and he did. And I finally came clean, and then he bought me new stuff. So
sure,
it worked out really well.
Well, you don't meet a girl every day that has a fly fishing rod in the trunk, though, do you?
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
So that was impressive.
Side story to that is she didn't get an engagement ring. She actually got a fly rod, reel, and waders instead.
Oh,
that's
boy.
Yeah.
Now that says love.
Exactly.
Well, I remember my first Zebco 202, so there you go. And the 404, you know, I graduated to the 606, I think, eventually. But what about movie-going experience? Do you guys have any movie memories or anything like that that you'd like to remember, since it's a movie show here today?
Yeah.
It's what one of our favorite things about this area and about this community is that they actually still have a drive-in theater. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously, we're using it for our show, but the ability, especially in the summertime, to go out and park and have a good meal and kind of sit out under, not under the stars at that point, but, you know, as dusk kind of goes in and watch a movie, we've done it quite a bit, and we encourage a bunch of people to do it for sure. And they play awesome movies there, and they, you know, they've done some older movies and classic movies, which we've talked about potentially bringing River Runs through it. You know, the big fly fishing movie to the drive-in at one point as well.
Awesome. What about you, Jerry?
I grew up, I'm an 80s kid, so I grew up with the drive-in and just the nostalgia of it. I love our little, like our kids when they were little, we came to the drive-in. I mean, we've been coming to the drive-in for years. And so to me, like that is the most fun you can have in the summer is going to a drive-in, you know, a little less trying to sneak beer in these days, you know.
But, buy concessions there, right?
Yeah, right. But I just mean in the day.
Oh, back in the day,
in the
right.
day.
Yeah. Or people in the trunk.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, that's not what we do anymore. But it, yeah, so for us, well, for me, any kind of movie I can see, it doesn't matter if I like the movie or not, I just want to go to the drive-in. So
yeah, it's an experience. Tony, it's great to have these guys in here today to talk about your event.
Well, thanks for having them, and thanks for coming down from Viroqua. And, you know, one of our biggest draws from customers is actually from the Viroqua area, so we're very thankful, and we get a lot of inquiries from those folks, and so we're just very thankful for that, so...
Would you want to give us a quick update? Things going well with the theater these days?
Things are going great. And, you know, as we look to 2027, that'll be the 90th birthday or 90th year of the indoor. You know, we're going to be hopefully laying out a plan to update the marquee and make it the Eskin marquee again. And so we're very bullish about that, and we're pushing towards that. And as far as the Starlight's concerned, we just think we're going to have a couple great summers and really... Really looking forward to some great weather.
Did you have a trivia question for us today? Or
I did.
Okay. You're going
to
ask me?
Yeah, I'll ask you and then maybe to the audience.
Okay. Somebody wants to call in, they can answer.
Yeah, absolutely. So around the movie Green and Gold, which has been great.
Good reviews on that.
Good reviews. And one of the main actor is Craig T. Nelson. And, of course, he was in Coach, the sitcom Coach. But he was in a 2007 skating movie. What was that movie? Maybe with John Hader and Amy Poehler.
Jerry, don't shout it out. I think she knows. 608-647-4155. Call 4155 for trivia today if you know the answer to Tony's question. Well, we hope folks will stop by and see you guys at Driftless Angler in Viroqua.
Thanks, yes.
What are your hours there?
Well, we start 7 days a week in early March. Right now, we're only open on Saturdays from 10 to 2 because it's the middle of winter.
Sure.
But if they want more information on the drive-in event or fishing in general, it's driftlessangler.com. The event actually has a Facebook page as well, so you can take a look at the Facebook event page to kind of get updates on the drive-in fly fishing show.
Awesome.
And we do have an online shop, and if anybody wants to come in, they can just email or call us, and we will meet them. So we're close by, so we just run into the shop when somebody needs something.
Your event in Richland Center is June 6th, so
yes,
hope a lot of people listening will start making plans now.
Absolutely.
Great, good deal. Thanks for bringing in your friends today, Tony.
Hey, I love friends, and really appreciate it, Phil.
Matt Wagner and Jerry Meyer and Tony Johnson talking about Center Cinema Twins and all the exciting things going on at the drive-in this summer.
Does your employer offer 6 weeks of paid time off in your first year? Rockwell Automation does. How about a $2,500 sign-on bonus? A 401k with company match? Annual bonuses for all employees? Rockwell offers all that and more, including paid parental leave, tuition reimbursement, unlimited referral bonuses, and endless growth opportunities. This isn't your typical manufacturing job. It's a great place to work because of the great people who work there. Join the team. First shift starts over $20 an hour, second shift over $22 an hour. Apply at rockwellautomation.com/careers, search Richland Center, or stop by any Wednesday starting February 12th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. for an on-the-spot interview. Rockwell Automation, where talent meets opportunity.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchens nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Welcome to Pratt Chat. Pratt Chat is a service of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Join us each week for a conversation with Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service for answers to questions that we're all hesitant to ask. Pratt Chat is sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Mark, let's today talk about obituaries and kind of the proper protocol there.
Sure. So some people will ask, well, who writes the obituary? Can I write my own obituary? Do I have to have an obituary? The answer is legally, you don't have to have an obituary if you don't want to. We very much encourage people to put out an obituary. So even though you legally don't have to, the value of an obituary is it allows people to know of your death. It kind of allows them to read about who you were as a person, and it also says that your life is valuable. So if you don't have an obituary and you just die and you don't tell anyone, which you legally can do outside of tell the government, you can die, not tell anyone. It also kind of says that your life wasn't that valuable, that you don't want anyone to remember you or anything about you. And we always discourage people from that because everyone's life has a value to it. You impacted people on different levels. You may not even know who those people are. But an obituary allows people to grieve for your loss, to know about your loss, to grieve for your loss, and to send condolences along to your family. So some people write their own. Some people have the funeral home write it, but it is, I think, an important thing to get out there because we do notice a lot when people don't have an obituary. And let's say, you know, your mother passes away and you didn't tell anyone. Well, now you're going out into the public and people just may say, well, Phil, how's your mom doing? And you have to let them know that she died. Now everyone feels really bad and they feel bad that they asked you about your mother because they didn't know. You know, if you would have had something or had an obituary, they probably would have known about it, maybe called you, sent you a card, said a prayer for you and your mom. So that's one very important thing with an obituary. Some people write their own obituaries, which may sound kind of odd, but we actually encourage people to do that because there may be things about your life that are really important to you that maybe your family wouldn't think is as important, or other things about your life that maybe you don't want people to necessarily remember that your family might think are really important aspects of your life. So by